You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, the preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns, who know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, and we go now to the OBM hotline and bring in our guy from the Baltimore Sun, Aaron Wilson. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ravens Insider. Aaron, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Great. How you doing?
Good. The Baltimore Ravens, a team that swept our Cleveland Browns last year. Interesting offseason. They lost some pieces. You know, Haloti Ngata is now gone. Torrey Smith is now gone. But they made some nice additions, of course, in the draft, as they always seem to do under Ozzie Newsome. What's your feeling about the Baltimore Ravens and their offseason?
Well, they have had some big losses. Like you said, Haloti and Torrey Smith and Pernell McPhee was a really good pass rusher that they lost to the Chicago Bears. And these guys cashed in. In Haloti's case, they had a contract dispute, and that's why they had to dump him. One of the biggest moves they made was signing Jimmy Smith to a new contract. He got a $48 million deal, and then they restructured Lardarius Webb's contract, so he stuck with them, and they have their starting corners back. They weren't healthy last year. Biggest free agent move, really, was Kendrick Lewis, a new free safety from the Houston Texans they bring in. Not really a star player, but solid, and hopefully they have improved their secondary. That's the goal, because that's what held them back from really, in my opinion, possibly being a Super Bowl team last year. They probably could have beat the New England Patriots if they were down to backup corners like Rashawn Melvin. He got torched in the AFC divisional round. I think their offseason is solid. If some rookies like Rashad Perriman and Max Williams come through, and it's hard to count on rookies always, but they're going to try to plug those guys in at wide receiver and tight end, and I think they have a good chance to have a good team. There's some younger players that are going to have bigger roles this year that were good last year, like Timmy Jernigan. He had 4 sacks as a reserve, and I think he could do bigger things as a starter.
Aaron, you mentioned Perriman and Williams. I mean, from what you've seen so far, which one of those guys is maybe going to have more thrown on their plate right away, and which one do you maybe see having a bigger impact on this offense this year?
You know, it's weird because when I watch Perriman, he's wide open. He gets a lot of separation, and he'll make some very difficult catches. He drops some routine ones, which is what happened in Central Florida. He had about 8 drops last year, and he still has that issue here in the NFL. Maybe he'll snap out of it in the training camp. We'll see. If that continues in the regular season, then I think it's going to curtail his impact a bit. But I still could see him catching 5 or 6 touchdowns, maybe more, as a rookie because he's such a deep threat. He runs a 4.22. He's one of the fastest players in the league right away. Max is not a burner at all at tight end. He's a guy that reminds me a little bit of Jason Witten. Gets really good position, catches the football well. I could see him possibly being more productive just because he's a more consistent pass catcher. So, you know, both those guys have some shortcomings, but they have a lot of talent too.
When you look at this team offensively, Joe Flacco is going to be dealing with a lot of new weapons. You talked a little bit about 2 of them, Perriman, Max Williams. How do you see this passing game coming together, and how effective do you think they will be? Is Steve Smith really, at this stage in his career, able to be that true number one receiver?
You know, he's close to it. He had a very good season last year, a resurgent year. He looked just as good to me in the practice sessions this spring as he did last year. I don't think he's lost a step. I think he's still very quick, and he's still very mean and aggressive out there. He's very tough on the defensive backs, and that hasn't changed. He's still very feisty. But when I think about the passing game, you know, one thing with Trestman is he wants to be more vertical, whereas Gary Kubiak was more of a West Coast guy and the short to intermediate throws. So I expect him to be a little more down the field, and whether that's going to be effective, it just depends on how many times Joe Flacco connects with these receivers down the field. You know, it looks like it may be a little bit more low percentage, but higher reward. So, you know, that's what they're going to try to do. And if it doesn't work, then they've got to have a plan B.
Well, what did the Ravens like so much about Justin Forsett? And I guess what can be expected from him this year after kind of a really surprising, just out of nowhere kind of performance he had last year?
Well, some of the things he does, he's not the fastest. He's one of the smallest, but he has great vision. He's very tough. He cuts well. He reads the zone plays really well and has just a really instinctive feel for the game and the blocking. And he will catch the football out of the backfield very well. Remember Matt Forte had a great year last year catching the ball. I think that Justin's capable of playing big numbers in the passing game as a safety valve guy, and you can split him out a little bit. He's got that skill. But, yeah, they like him. He's a guy that's a great person, great locker room guy, and I think he can be a good mentor to Buck Allen or Taliaferro.
C.J. Mosley came in last year, named NFL Network's top 100 players of the year, goes to the Pro Bowl as a rookie, was brilliant. What kind of a gem did they get in him, and how do you see this defense performing in 2015?
Right, he's really dynamic as a rookie. He's great, you know, finding the football and really excellent tackler. He's a pretty good pass rusher. He's, you know, not great in pass coverage. That's the only real thing that's something that he still needs to master, but the guy made the Pro Bowl as a rookie. I think that speaks for itself. And he's coming off wrist surgery, so he's not at full health. He's working his way toward that. CJ told me at the close of the spring that he would be 100% by training camp, so see that happens, and he's full go. I could see, just depending on the severity of the wrist injury in terms of strength, maybe that could affect him a little bit in the preseason, but I would imagine he'd be back to normal by September.
Who are players that you mentioned, Jernigan, that can kind of fill the void by Haloti not leaving? What about who steps up with McPhee out?
Right. They're looking at Za'Darius Smith. He was their fourth-round pick from Kentucky. Everyone talks about Bud Dupree. Well, this was the other bookend pass rusher from Kentucky, and he's very talented. He looks a little bit like McPhee, except he's a little smaller. He's got the same haircut. He wears the same jersey number, but he's not McPhee. McPhee was unique. McPhee could line up outside or inside, put his hand down in the dirt, rush from a two-point stance. He had a ton of pressures. He's one of the reasons that Suggs and Doomerville combined for 29 sacks last year. So, yeah, I think it's asking a lot to say Za'Darius is going to replace him. It's going to take more than one guy. There's going to have to be Za'Darius, Lawrence Guy, Chris Canty's going to force pass for a little bit better, and you're going to have more of a rush out of Brandon Williams, the nose tackle, and also Timmy Jernigan. I mean, I think Timmy Jernigan needs to be a 10-sack guy.
When you look at this, Gary, the transition from Kubiak now to Trestman, what do you think are going to be the biggest changes that people should keep their eye on?
Well, they're keeping the same zone blocking run system, so that's going to be exactly the same.
Okay.
Like I said, they're more vertical. He likes to run double tight. He likes bigger receivers. You see them getting Perriman in the draft. And he likes to throw the tight ends quite a bit. I think that will be a hallmark of the offense. And, you know, when I look at how he does protections and stuff like that, you know, I think that it's going to be similar. And they have the same offensive line coach. So Trestman really, he just comes in as the play caller. One thing, he likes a lot of screen passes.
I was going to say, we saw Matt Forte catch over 100 balls last year.
Yeah, big screen guy. Yeah, a little bit of screens and some deep shots and steady diet of passes to the receivers and the tight ends.
Do you think Max Williams is going to come in, start right away, make a big impact, and be a force
for
this team?
You know, he seemed to be a little prone to getting dinged up in the spring and just wondering if he's going to be up to it, if he's going to be tough enough. And I also think that Crockett Gilmore is just a better player than him right now. So
okay.
We're going to see. I think Max is more talented, but Crockett is more established and bigger and tougher. So they're going to have to use both of them. I don't know if I would say that Max is just going to beat out Crockett right now. It just doesn't feel that way.
Aaron, you covered the team for a while and been around Baltimore for a while. Was this a tough offseason for Ravens fans? Did it really test their belief in kind of trusting the system, or is there just does Ozzie have just
okay
so much?
With it. Yeah, I think Ozzie has built enough faith, and I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit here and kiss his butt and say, "Ozzie, we trust," or anything like that. I mean, you know, he's proven. I don't think he needs people praising him all the time, and he doesn't even like that. But yeah, he does a great job, and – the moves he made, they made sense to me. You know, he tried to get corners. He wanted to get another corner. That's kind of a little bit of a shortcoming of the offseason, that they could have gotten another corner to go with those guys. They did get Kyle Arrington, and he's not bad, but I think there were some better ones out there. But they were expensive. Kerry Williams, they had the lowest offer into Kerry. They offered 4 years, 12 and a half, and I think he got almost 20 from Seattle. Tremont Williams, they didn't come close to Tremont. They were interested in Tremont, and I think that's a good pickup for the Browns. And yep. Then Parrish Cox, I think they were in a position where they didn't want to overpay for him with the Titans. So those are some of the tight ends, I'm sorry, some of the corners they got involved with, and they just wound up having to bow out because of money. If you look at everything they did, it all makes sense to me. I think picking up Kendrick Lewis, bringing back Chris Canty, bringing back Lawrence Guy, there's a lot of other underrated moves that they made, and they're not splashy, but I think they'll help the team. And so I thought that re-signing Sam Cook to a new deal and getting that done before free agency next year, I think that's important, and he was really deserving of the $18.75 million deal they just did.
If the Ravens win the AFC North, what do they have to do that? If the Ravens have a collapse of a season, miss the playoffs, what are the things that you are concerned about that would be those stress points that would cause a bad year?
Why they would miss? Obviously, an injury to Joe Flacco, but that seems unlikely considering he's never missed a start. I think that if they have a problem with someone else establishing himself as a starting receiver opposite Steve Smith, that's a potential shortcoming. If none of the strong safeties between Will Hill and Matt Elam are able to establish themselves and be a really solid starter and complement to Kendrick Lewis, that could be an issue. Health in the secondary, it was a problem last year, and if it's a problem again, this team will not be as good as it could be. But, you know, for me to say here and say, yeah, they won't make that, or they usually do make the playoffs and
yep.
usually do win. So I would be, I think it would be a little bit of a surprise if they didn't win.
One last one. We just got a tweet from one of our listeners who was wondering, you know, Terrence West had a nice game week 17 last year in Baltimore, his hometown.
Yeah.
He was curious if the Ravens were really trying to draft Terrence West last year when we jumped up and got him.
Here's the deal. They, like Terrence, they had some concerns about how Terrence would handle being drafted by his hometown team, about his maturity. As you guys know, Terrence is a really good guy and a nice guy, and I think, you know, he's growing up and maturing and trying to work on that, just like a lot of those young players that Cleveland brought in last year. But, yeah, I think that it may not have been a good for him because, you know, I think he may have had a lot of people come out of the woodwork and wanting to get help financially from him, and I think it would have been tough. But, yeah, they were considering it, but it wasn't like he was the only player they had on their list. I think he had a chance to be their pick, and they were really actually happy to get Taliaferro. So they're different kind of players, but, yeah, it wasn't one of those situations where it was totally locked in. They talked to his agent. They had phone calls. They did all that stuff, but it wasn't one of those, we're picking you if you're there. They never really actually made that statement.
Gotcha. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the calm before the storm as training camp
Absolutely.
Sets kickoff here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Good talking to you.
All right. Aaron Wilson at Ravens Insider on Twitter from the Baltimore Sun was our guest breaking down the Baltimore Ravens. Certainly a team that the Browns are going to have to at least split with if they want to get where they want to be in the playoffs in 2015. When we come back, we're going to talk. You want to hear about season ticket packages, what's available to you, how to break it down. We'll hear from an expert on that. The Judge, Mike Judge, with his return to Cleveland Browns Daily right after this.